Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, friends, and welcome to another refreshing moment on the Winning Everyday podcast. I'm so glad you could join me today, wherever you are listening from, whether you're at home preparing for the day, driving to work, or just taking a quiet moment. I want you to know that this is your time with God. So settle your heart, open your spirit, and let's receive today's word together. Today's topic is going the second mile, servant-hearted living. Our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 41, which says, "If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Let me begin with a true story I came across in John Maxwell's book, Developing the Leader Within You. He tells of a hotel in Chicago that became famous not just for its beauty, but for the way its employees treated people. One guest asked a hotel worker for directions to a nearby store. Instead of simply pointing the way, the employee smiled and said, "I'll walk you there." That extra act of kindness became part of the hotel's culture. Employees going beyond the minimum expectation. Guests felt valued, and the hotel became known for its extraordinary service. That's what it means to go the second mile. It's more than duty. It's love in action. It's servant-hearted living. Now, let's bring this closer home. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 41, Jesus tells us that when someone compels us to go 1 mile, we should go 2. In the Roman Empire, soldiers could legally force civilians to carry their loads for 1 mile. It wasn't a request, it was the law. Yet Jesus says, don't stop at the obligation. Go beyond it. Why? Because second-mile living reflects the heart of God. It shows a spirit that is not bound by rules, but freed by love. Let me ask you this. Do people around you, at work, at school, at home, see you as someone who just does the minimum or as someone who goes the extra mile? Here's the encouragement. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 reminds us, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters." When you serve with that mindset, you're not just pleasing people, you're honoring God. Sometimes the second mile looks like forgiving when you've already been hurt once. Sometimes it looks like helping someone who may never say, thank you. Sometimes it's as simple as smiling when you'd rather frown. Let me ask you again, what is one area of your life where God is nudging you to go further than expected? Maybe it's in your marriage, maybe with your children, maybe in the way you treat strangers, or maybe in your walk with Him. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Beloved, the second mile is never wasted. God sees it and He rewards it. I want you to think for a moment, who can I bless today by going beyond what is expected of me? Maybe a coworker, maybe a family member, maybe even a stranger. Here's your action point for today. Do one extra act of kindness that is not required of you. Don't wait to be asked. Volunteer, encourage, help, smile. Just take that second mile and watch how God multiplies the impact. As you go today, I want you to say this out loud with me. Today, I choose to live with a servant's heart. I will go the second mile. I will give more, love deeper, and serve cheerfully. My life will reflect Christ, and His favor will follow me everywhere I go. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for today's word. Teach us to live with hearts that go the second mile. Fill us with your spirit of love, humility, and service. As my friends listening step into their day, grant them joy in serving, strength in giving, and divine opportunities to shine for you. I declare over them that today will be a day of favor, open doors, and unexpected blessings. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Friend, if today's message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone because we all need the encouragement to go the second mile. And remember, When you live to serve others, you are truly winning every day. Until next time, keep shining, keep serving, and keep winning with Jesus.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.